5 p.m. hour, Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3, presented by Greek Moving and Storage. You got Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, and Christian Catt. 888-760-3776. Cleveland Guardians, a little bit of a pitching change going on here. Hunter Gaddis now enters the fold. Sobrowski gives up two base runners, a leadoff double to Javi Baez, and then all of a sudden a bunt, which Sobrowski does not run out, and Parker Meadows was able to run it out at first play.
We're in a lot of trouble.
First and third, no outs. Top of the seventh, up 2-1 in Game 3 of the Wild Card Series. Detroit looking to close things out if they get a couple runs here. I agree with you. I'd be a little bit more pessimistic if they get a couple runs here, Mike. I'd be a little bit more nervous.
We're in a lot of trouble. You got three hits on the day. They got seven. They're hitting the crap out of the ball.
They just hit the top of the lineup. This is Torres going.
You're on your fifth reliever in how many innings? This is exactly what didn't need to happen today.
Believeland.
No. Yeah, not a lot of belief.
No, very Cleveland-esque to, you know, do this great comeback, win the division, get the home games, and just completely poop the sheets to the Tigers. I mean, it's just the definition of what the city does. And honestly, I blame Bill Nye the Science Guy. That's who I blame. If you didn't see, Bill Nye the Science Guy picked the Guardians to win the World Series before the season even started last year.
Is he a Cleveland series?
No, he's not even a Cleveland guy. He used science, and he said the science tells him. And
what science? There's no science that defends Cleveland. They're the worst hitting team in this playoffs.
He says Bill Nye, look at Christian, I swear to God I'm not capping on this. Bill Nye the Science Guy picked us to win the World Series. I blame that guy. Yeah, I blame Bill Nye the Science Guy.
What? Does he even have a show?
I forget how young Colin is sometimes.
No, he doesn't still have a show. I know the Bill Nye.
You know Bill Nye?
Yes,
okay.
I know who he is. No, he doesn't still have a show.
No, but what's the thing they do in Hollywood where like you get your thing on the concrete?
They asked him who's going to win the World Series at his Walk of Fame.
Apparently so. And he said the Guardians. And
this scientist, yeah. Television star?
Correct.
Bill, who do you think's going to win the World Series? The science says the Cleveland Guardians.
He picked the Guardians to win the World Series. I blame him. I thought somehow, some way, science would back this team up this year.
Little ground out in the infield, advances the runner, advances Meadows to second. Yeah, you got second and third, one out.
I'm looking for excuses. I mean, this is what Colin. They got three hits again today. They're doing the whole not hitting again today.
They didn't hit all year. That's the thing. They didn't elevate.
They're doing the whole not hitting thing again. And you're not. Listen, you're as good as dusted if you're going to do that. And I did 7 runs, 10 runs, 4 runs, 6 runs, 7 runs. They've been tearing the cover off the ball last month, dude. I don't know. You get to the playoffs and you poop your leg and you know you go home. That's what we do, man. And I'm tired of it. And it's a disgrace that this is a 3 o'clock start. That I got to be a miserable son of a gun on the show. You know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
If this game was 7 o'clock, are the Guardians winning?
No, I just don't want to be a miserable SOB on the air. Because I am a miserable SOB right now.
Only got about 50 minutes.
I understand that, but it's a disservice to the station. It's a disservice to our boss, Brian, or GM, Stephanie. I'm just a miserable son of a gun right now.
I beg to differ. This is reality radio right here.
And this is how I am with these games. You know, Colin has gotten a brief look at it. I really don't watch games with people, guys, especially when my teams are playing.
Fired one into the right field on a bases loaded hit right there. That's going to bring in at least two.
It's over. You can turn it off. Honestly, I'm done.
Makes it a 4-1 ball game in favor of Detroit.
Wow, done talking about it.
Now you're in trouble.
In trouble, yeah. Brother. The atomic bomb has gone off in Progressive Field, and Vogt has officially turned into a pumpkin.
That's when Seal Perez.
Who?
Perez.
Exactly. Who? It's the series of that. You had Dave Dinkelberg hit a home run, and some guy we never even heard of before. Two RBIs. Okay. All right. Are we done? Let's do the 5 at 5. Let's do something fun. Let's do something fun, because this game isn't fun. This game is painful. It's like I'm passing a kidney stone watching this right now.
If you've ever passed a kidney stone, I think you differ.
I actually did talk to...
Nope. No.
Dr. Joshua S. Jew from Tenet Health down here, and I know a lot about kidney stones.
I thought you were going to say
No, my dad, but listen, my dad.
You want to hear about that?
My dad, I remember when I was really probably like third grade, Kyle, the ambulance came. They thought, you know,
because you think you're gonna die. Exactly. Like you have appendicitis.
Yeah, too. Because like my dad already, you know, my old man doesn't have a spleen, so like he thought something was happening, and sure enough, it was a kidney stone. But it was that scared the hell out of me, and hence why, Colin, you're on the same wave. But like I drink more water than anybody because of it. Like I remember they told him he just wasn't drinking enough water.
Yeah, I probably got a couple of brewing.
And, you got a couple.
I'm nervous. You got a couple of kidney stones in the back pocket. With your water drinking habits, I'm nervous for you.
I think I've got kidney boulders just rolling around.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous for you.
It's not even a laughing matter.
I'm nervous for you.
It's not even a laughing matter.
Pass a tennis ball.
I'm very nervous for you. That will not be fun. Well, if you want to check out the Hard Rock Bet app, they're going to have the live lines reopened here pretty soon. They're changing it basically every minute that the Tigers continue to extend this lead on the app. Tigers to win this game.
Oh.
Minus 50,000.
The hit parade continues.
I mean, it's over.
Another hit in the left field, another base hit that brings another in. That's going to be 5-1 ball game, top seven. Spencer Torkelson, another RBI single. How about that?
The odds have never been more juicy on the Hard Rock Bet app if you are still a member of Believeland.
Mike, plus 1,500 for the Guardians to win.
Like I said.
Mike, this is life changing. Oh, it's changing again. Mike, we're going to have plus 2,500. This is going to be life-changing money we could make on the app right now.
Good news is there's another baseball
game. Don't turn it off.
I'm done. I turned it off. Let's do the 5 of 5 presented.
Mike!
Let's do the 5 of 5 presented by Flagler Credit.
Five topics.
High five.
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Endless tea.
Another hit.
Can't handle the truth.
All gas, no brakes.
And it's shaking, Big Ten.
It's time for the 5 at 5.
Hold on to your butts.
Presented by Flagler Credit Union, proud supporter of FAU Athletics. Number one.
The Detroit Tigers have risen from the dead, from blowing a 15.5-point lead in Central. The Detroit Lions have a 6-1 lead over the Cleveland Guardians on the road in the winner-take-all Game 3 of the AL Wildcard Series. If Detroit holds on to win this game, and in contrast, Cleveland loses this game, do you consider this season a success for Cleveland despite the loss this series?
You asked my family group text, they would say yes because it's just the loser mentality of the town, but I'm done with the participation trophies.
Mike, the one thing I'll say is they did lose a lot. Lost a lot. Remember we talked about it at the beginning of the year. Their over-under was 81.5.
I'm done with the whole, it's just great to be there. I'm over it, man. I'm 30 years old. You lost in 95. You lost in 97. You got one stolen from you from the MLB in 16. And now you're just in the middle of dead man's land. I mean, dead man's land of the team doesn't spend money. And they have such great scouting departments and general manager.
They were 12.5 games back with the 2 weeks to go.
If you dump a little bit of money into the team, I think it could be a really impressive thing. But the Dolans are the cheapest owner in sports, and this is what you get. You get a team that overperforms. When the playoffs come, you don't have anything that could, you know, keep up with the rest of the league. So it stinks, it sucks, and I'm done with it.
Number two.
Well, let's go to teams that aren't playing baseball today. Or even last night, not because they didn't make the postseason, but because they were too good to be in the wild card series. They've got those first round byes in Major League Baseball. All four teams held inter-squad scrimmages, where I saw some really big crowds for Philadelphia, for Seattle. I even saw the Brewers. I didn't see a crowd for the Brewers, but I saw them hold one of those scrimmages.
Yep.
Would you attend your favorite baseball team's inter-squad scrimmage? So Ichiro Suzuki was playing right field.
He was playing right field, which is awesome, by the way. I probably wouldn't midweek. I care too much about the other games to skip one of those.
Who did this?
Probably during the day.
All of them.
Seattle did it. I know Philly did it. The Brewers held one, but internally. I didn't see anything about Toronto. They held one?
They had one, yeah.
Okay. So I wouldn't do it because you're going to miss the other games in contrast. But I understand that there's nothing else on it. If you're a Philly guy through and through, going down to Citizens Bank on an off day where it's not going to be, I mean, I think they did sell like 25,000.
It's true. A lot of the schools have off today for
Yom Kippur.
Attaboy.
I am
Yom Kippur. Happy Yom Kippur for those who celebrate.
I'm wicked right now. So usually I would like beat around the bush and not be so blunt, but you're some kind of loser if you're going to that. You're some kind of loser.
Stay here.
Mike, you just went to the heat practice.
You are some kind of loser.
Mike.
Heat practice, by the way, closed off, media only. You know, it wasn't like a thing where fans go to.
It's much more elitist.
Wow. Yeah, you like the red velvet road treatment.
Like, do you want to know?
Do you want to go watch Davion Mitchell hit and go 4-for-38 on his threes instead of seeing your team prepping for a playoff series in that building?
Do you want to know who, what fan this screams is Philly fan? Loser Philly fan goes to something like this.
John O'Terry, our marketing consultant, coworker that loves Philly through and through.
No comment.
Who said that, he texted Mike today saying that, hey, Citizens Bank outdrew the Cleveland Guardians in an inter-squad scrimmage comparatively to Cleveland in a playoff game middle of the day. Mike, your thoughts?
Number three.
I couldn't make it any more clear. Like I said, I usually beat around the bush and it's like, you know, I wouldn't be so blunt, but you're a loser if you're going with that. So,
that's nuts. I did not know those numbers were true.
I have
more
to double
people
check.
Went to watch the Phillies scrimmage one another than to watch the Cleveland Guardians fight for their playoff
packed,
lives.
But he did say that. I'm not sure if he was lying, but 25. It was talking about 25,000 getting people in there.
I defended.
Philly's a great fan. That's a great home crowd.
So what would you rather go to? One of those inter-squad scrimmages when your team is about to play in the postseason, or your favorite college football team's spring game or pro football team's preseason game?
I'd rather be at home.
Out of those three options, which one would you go to if you
probably
want to go to one?
Probably college spring game, just because it's the Buckeyes and, you know, it's actually something worth cheering
for. And you're starving for it, too. You're away from all the football.
I would go to the baseball of all those three options. I don't get into football in the spring practices. It doesn't really interest me, especially collegiately.
It's almost like there for the tailgate.
You're there for the event. I've never gone to one. I've been to it with the Wisconsin one, so I guess that counts. That's not a big one. But
Wait, you said you've been to the Wisconsin one?
Yeah, actually, I haven't been to like an SEC one. It's like the huge one. They don't get a lot of people at the Wisconsin.
Really?
No. It's Wisconsin. They don't even get people. They don't get people at the normal games. I mean, this is not just the spring game. But it doesn't really interest me that much. I don't have a lot of intrigue on the team because there's just so many question marks. You don't know if any one side of the ball is good because you don't know if the other side of the ball is any good. So I would rather go to the baseball one because that's more of like, it's like a Savannah Bananas game, Mike. It's like going there, having a good time with the family.
Don't even get me started on Savannah Banana, brother. Don't even get me started on that.
It's like going to a Savannah Banana games, bring
now
the
that
family.
That is a disgrace.
Savannah Banana sounds like a hot movie star.
Mike, would you rather the fan go to a Philadelphia Phillies pre-playoff inter-squad matchup or Savannah Bananas?
Pre-playoff intra-matchup squad than Savannah. Dude, don't even. Like I said, you do not. Like, I think they might be partners, so, like, let's not even
go
there. Let's not even
They're not.
Go there.
They're not. Don't worry
let's
about it.
Let's not even go there.
They're not. They're
gonna,
they're
you gonna, know my opinion on
they're
that.
They're going to come to one of our plethora of ballparks soon.
Yeah.
And
like,
we'll be doing Savannah Banana.
Like, I don't want to. It's just not. How about this? It's not my cup of tea.
So you'd rather go to the inner squad?
I'd rather go to the inner squad.
Would you rather go to the
Cleveland Guardians playoff game or the Phillies inner squad game? Because a lot more people pick the Phillies.
Well, the issue
is... Let's double check that in break, but I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it's 1 o'clock on a Wednesday with less than 24 hours notice. Like, I don't know, man. I think 26,000 at that game was great for the city. I don't know. I didn't think that was too much of a disgrace.
Do you think Cleveland has bad fans?
No. We have the best fans in the world. It's not even close.
Well, they didn't... Well, wouldn't they sell out if they were the best fans in the world?
But, like, Cleveland fan isn't rich New York fan either. Like, those tickets aren't
so they couldn't afford the tickets.
It's not even that they couldn't afford the tickets. It's just, like, you got kids, you got household. See, I feel
you forgot the babysitting
test. Some people.
$100.
I mean, some people, you know, you got to make tough decisions, man. I don't know. I'm not getting on Cleveland fan for less than 24 hours, not selling out. There's still a ton of people
there. Did the Savannah Bananas go to Cleveland? Check in the break and see if they sold out.
Oh,
I mean, yeah.
No.
They totally did.
It was probably at 7 o'clock. The game would have been a sellout at 7 o'clock if
Mike,
it was played on Wednesday.
If the Savannah Bananas sold out the Guardians, if they sold out Progressive Field and the Guardians did not for... We'll check game three.
I can't tell you enough. 1 o'clock with less than 24 hours of a notice to get 26,000 people is very impressive.
So the Savannah Bananas total. Over 35,000 people went to Progressive Field to watch Savannah Bananas play baseball.
Mike, that's 10,000 more.
Yeah, it was probably at like 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock. The guards would have got the same crowd. They sold out today for what it's worth.
Did they sell out today?
Yeah, for what it's worth.
Wow. How about that?
Influx of
31,000 fans showed up to the Phillies opener, to the Phillies inner squad.
I mean, dude, you're talking about one of the biggest loser fan bases. I mean, I'm not like I'm dead serious.
Well,
when I say
okay,
that.
So if we're gonna talk about
they are the epitome of fans you cannot stand.
Now define loser fan base, because a fan base that roots for the loser might be called a loser fan base.
I mean, we are. I mean, yeah, sure. All right. In that sense, then yes, we don't root for a lot of winners in Cleveland. But we have a lot more class and dignity than people pulling their ding-a-lings out, you know, during parades. And what. I was part of a championship parade, believe it or not.
That happened?
People weren't pulling their ding-a-lings out in 2-degree weather, okay?
In Cleveland?
In Cleveland. We were not pulling our ding-a-lings.
Wait, you did?
There might have been some blunt smoke in the air, but there certainly wasn't ding-a-lings out, okay? No one was nude walking through the streets.
Did that happen in the...
As bad fans?
Did that happen in the Eagles parade? I guess they burned the city down in the Eagles parade.
Dude, people were running around naked, and guys, you know what, got attached to a light pole because it was like 2 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Outside. I do remember that story.
That's kind of awesome.
And they were the worst, like, at any, like, do you remember that heinous Philly fan screaming at that Packer lady last year?
Yeah,
like, they're
terrible.
The worst kind of scum on the planet when it comes to fan base. That Pat Costello is a Philly fan, too. I mean, do I have to keep going?
Pat Costello, like, the worst of the worst.
Even know who he was.
Would you rather go to Savannah Banana game with Pat Costello or be there at a Philly inner squad game before the postseason starts?
I'd rather be at home. Is that an option?
Well, that's where the guards will be tomorrow.
I'd rather be at home doing what anything I want. Hanging out with
Pat Costello, the unsportsmanlike ESPN radio producer that Savannah Bananas, though. You can watch the Savannah Bananas.
The fact that these games are at 3 o'clock is just the... I mean, dude, I am a miserable you-know-what right now. A miserable you-know-what right now.
Yeah, it does kind of suck because whenever my teams lose in crushing defeats... It is either happening on a weekend or it's at least at night, so I can just go to bed and then wake up. The sun rises tomorrow.
I still feel like crap, but it's not as bad.
No.
It's just live. This is live.
This is absolutely
now,
torture.
No, I feel for you, Mike. I truly do. I feel for you.
No, you don't.
I got to poke you a little bit.
No, you don't. You do not. You do not. You do not. None of you feel for me, and it's okay. It is what it is, mate.
The last time we had this, I lost later that night.
Christian's the fan of like 3 different Penn States, and then he's a wrestling fan. So he has the AEW to lean back on whenever the Yankees lose because he doesn't watch. And then you got Cleveland through and through. We know how that goes.
I wish they would have lost.
All my teams aren't even in these spots.
I wish they would have lost yesterday. I wish they would have lost.
Save you the pain?
Yeah, I didn't need this today.
Hey, listen, they gave you happiness.
No, they didn't. You see, this is
it would have been worse to lose back-to-back postseason games after pulling off that comeback.
No, I just, this team specifically is the ultimate heartbreaker. This team is the ultimate heartbreaker with the Game 7s in 97 and 16. And then they're the girl that you get all the way to the altar with and then, you know, something happens every single year. Every single year, this team gives you hope. That's why I said it is so this team to win yesterday and give you the false hope that they had a chance today and that they weren't going to have two hits for a run and get bamboozled because you had to use the bullpen in the second inning.
Number four.
Oh, hey.
We're on four.
Go ahead.
How about a little college basketball?
My ears are perked.
How about I put my job in jeopardy and bring up college basketball on October 2nd? You want to do that?
I'm in. Go ahead.
Duke head coach John Shire has signed a 2-year contract extension that runs through the 2030-31
John
season.
John Shire contract extension. Go ahead. What else? Is that it?
Made the Final Four last year.
Mike, John Shire contract extension. What's your initial reaction?
Number five.
Shohei Ohtani's going to make his playoff pitching debut in Game 1 of the NLDS against the Philadelphia Phillies. Is that the status quo, or are you surprised by that decision by Dave Roberts?
I love this, because this makes that a must-watch game. I'm curious. Kershaw was not in the wildcard roster. Let's see if and how they deploy him. He's not a traditionally reliable postseason pitcher. He has pitched well. He last pitched on Sunday. They're starting to get a little depth here, especially with how they deploy Roki Sasaki. They use him as a closer last night. They're not going to use him like that consistently, but When in doubt, you always have him right there. Dodgers, that's going to be a very interesting series because the Phillies have sort of everything riding on this season. They're a little bit more rested, but the Dodgers got the firepower.
They do, and I think the Dodgers proved in that Red Series that even though they're kind of rumbling and stumbling to the finish line and not that 120-win team I thought that they could might be able to be going into the year, maybe they weren't that, but they have playoff experience, and Shohei, I still think, is the best player in baseball. And I mentioned to you guys earlier in the year that I thought Shohei's underrated, and I think this is truly why, you know, for situations like this. That guy will go five. That guy will go six. Two earned runs.
Yeah, you're praising if he goes five or six.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, hopefully when I go home and have an RC, I'll have more for you tomorrow. But that's all I got on baseball.
His first postseason appearance. Mike, would you rather do a two-hour show about John Shire's two-year extension? Or a two-hour show on the Savannah Bananas?
Two-year extension.
You have to break down John
Shire. I'd rather give you a take on the John Shire two-year extension than
marinate on that.
Guys, I said I wasn't going to do it. I said I'm not doing it.
What, John Shire extension?
No, Savannah Bananas. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, guys. I can't do it. Like I said, a lot of people like it. I am the wrong one here, so like I got to swallow my pride on this one.
So you're saying you don't like it, you do like it?
I don't like it at all. And I think it's the biggest waste of time that you could possibly... Like, my kids will be going to Progressive Field. They will not be going to see
a
mockery.
Yeah, they'll be going to Progressive Field to watch the Savannah Bananas. That's why 35,000 people go.
When they're on the road.
My kids will be going to Progressive Field to see the team that
my grandparents grew up on.
Unless it's a 3 o'clock first pitch.
The shoe. They're going to sell out Ohio State Stadium.
What, 110 strong?
110,000 Savannah Bananas. Savannah Bananas does 100,000 at Ohio State, you got to swallow your pride and you got to go to a game.
These people need a hobby.
Hey.
Is that number five?
Yeah.
That was number five. Yeah. That was the Flagler Credit Union. We're done. 5 at 5. Check out the Hard Rock Bet app and you can get some ridiculously good odds if you want to go bet Cleveland. Mike. +2250, last chance.
Stop bringing it up.
Last chance.
Stop
Guardians down 6-1 in the eighth inning. +2250, live on the Hard Rock Bet app. Make some life-changing money today. Bet live, bet ahead of time, bet futures, bet game by game. You got two more game threes. Really, we're waiting to see what happens. The Padres and the Cubs, top two. No score at the moment. You got the Red Sox and the Yankees tonight, 8 p.m., all on ESPN. You got all that action. You can bet on it on the Hard Rock Bet app on top of Thursday Night Football when you have the 49ers taking on the Rams. So with the Hard Rock Bet app, you could get started. Bet just $5. Bet just $5 on the Tigers to win the game or even the Guardians +2250. If you win it, not only do you get that +2250, you get $150 straight in bonus bets. That's if you
win
that first bet.
Don't bet the Guardians. You're going to lose $5.
If you win that first $5 bet, get $150 in bonus bets or refer a friend. You get $50 in bonus referral credits if you do it that way as well. That's $200 in referral bonus bets immediately on the app. There's no brainer. There's too much to watch. You're going to be watching this stuff anyway. Do it on the Hard Rock Bet app. Download today in the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store and check out the Discover page. See what other users are betting. Russo and Rizzo, that was the Hard Rock Bet offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21+. Physically present in for the wager. Terms, conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMINUTE. We'll get Mike's thoughts on the Tigers Guardians next as we continue onward. Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Christian Catt. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. You know, when you're going down the street, you drive into a game, you're going to go see the Savannah Bananas play at Progressive Field, or you're going to go see him play at Hard Rock Stadium, all these football stadiums that they sell out on the regular. You just want to go enjoy a nice day with the family. The one thing you can do is on the way down, you need to get some food. You need to make sure you're fueled up. You go to a racetrack or something like that to get some hot food.
I'd go as far as to say that 35,000 of the people that packed Progressive Field to watch Savannah Bananas baseball, they were among the 7.5 million people that stop at racetrack every single week.
I had the pizza. It was good.
Yeah.
I took you up on that. I was traveling for a high school game. Really good pizza.
Which would you go with? Pepperoni.
I'm a classic guy. If I'm not getting cheese, it's pepperoni.
Gotcha,
they had fresh and hot and ready pepperoni. Really good, dude.
Yeah, they have three times of pepperoni on that sandwich. It's hot and ready all the time. Bunch of varieties of taco pizzas there every once in a while. They even have breakfast pizza. If you're in for a weird little brunch,
I heard that's like the hidden gem, low key. That breakfast pizza is like the best one out of all of them.
Yeah,
like,
ultimate.
Pretty good za.
And it's there at a moment's notice. Depending on the racetrack you go to, you might have self checkout. So you go park in, out. You have what you need when you need it in about like 30 seconds. It's awesome. Racetrack is more than just your one-stop shop for your football Friday nights. They are supporting our local high school football teams. They are a part of our community each and every time you go under the Friday night lights. Support Racetrack on your way to your games this weekend. Support Racetrack 24/7 because they are supporting our local community. Whether you're getting your soft drinks, your frozen drinks, maybe you're getting a salty snack, a sweet snack, or you're getting that good pizza Mike talked about, Racetrack's got everything you need. Their motto is, whatever gets you going. They've got it all. And all October, download the Racetrack app. It's where you get your rewards. $1 small coffee. $1 small coffee all October. I think it's in November before. All October, $1 small coffee at your local racetrack. Racetrack, guys, whatever gets you going.
Thursday Night Football tonight on Prime Video 8:15 between the 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams. The injury report rarely do this, but here's what the injury report says for the San Francisco 49ers. Juwan Jennings, wide receiver, out. Wide receiver Ricky Pearsall, out. Brock Purdy, out. That's three major contributors we're not going to see tonight.
Purdy is now officially an injured-prone quarterback as far as I'm concerned.
He probably shouldn't have played last week. With the toe injury, he probably shouldn't have played.
And I think Christian's on to something with him being a guy.
Is he an injury-prone or is he a guy?
I think he's both. I think he's an injured-prone guy who's making way too much money. I think that Shanahan and company were quick to...
He hasn't played one healthy game.
They were quick, I think, to go to the plate of, we don't want to go to quarterback hell like a lot of teams. And fair play to them. If they wanted to figure the position out, that's fine. You look at the other side, you got Matt Stafford. Who would you rather have, Brock Purdy or Matt Stafford? I think I'd undoubtedly
like Matt Stafford's
answer.
A first ballot Hall
but
of Famer.
You understand what I'm saying. This isn't the Matt Stafford in 07, you know, right out of Georgia. This is the Matt Stafford that's on the back nine of the career with a terrible back. So I think at this point with where Purdy is and Stafford is in their careers, it's a bit pathetic, no?
The way I look at it is it's hard to judge him the last 2 years because last time he had a fully healthy season and that team had a fully healthy season, they were in it in the Super Bowl, right? It's almost hard to give them a fair report card. Now, part of the report card is you can't get on the field.
Right.
But in terms of the actual quality of the talent or the quality of the player, it's hard for me to give it a good gauge because they cannot get out in front of injuries. This has been the story of that team for the better part of 18 months.
Yeah.
And you almost feel for them because it's every single game. And I mean, if you want to chalk it up to the training staff, if you want to, you know, this guy's fault, that guy's fault. The problem is they just can't get out in front of these injuries. And that has really been the Achilles heel of that entire team. And it's hard for me to judge the quarterback when he hasn't been healthy himself. He had 300 yards last week. He was moving the ball down the field. He had three bad turnovers. Two of them were tipped interceptions at the line. But he wasn't even fully healthy against a pretty good defense. Mm-hmm. It's tricky for me to grade Purdy at this point, but that team is in a lot of trouble.
And this is a tough division, too. I mean, we mentioned that it's one of the top divisions with the Rams and the Seahawks. The Cardinals sitting at 502. They played the Seahawks pretty good this past Thursday, 1 week ago to today. And with the Niners specifically and Shanahan, I mean, I think Shanahan has proved he could coach. You know, Shanahan has proved that even if there are injuries, even if they don't have their best players, he could coach. Now, last year was rough on all fronts. Last year, you got no breaks whatsoever on the injury front. But you've seen Shanahan win with Garoppolo. You've seen Shanahan win with quarterback play that's been worse than subpar. So it takes one It takes 1 year of being fully right, I think, until Shanahan, fully right and fully healthy, until Shanahan could break through again. Because I think this is one of those teams where if things are going right for them, they're going to be great. And the good news is, I know I said Purdy's just a guy. It's really all Shanahan needs, no? With a team that runs the football like
crazy.
He needs
somebody to be on the field. That's what he needs.
Yeah, and you know, if McCaffrey is healthy, even if he's not, you got Robinson Jr. now. I think Shanahan will always be able to do what he wants to do when it is offensively. The issue the last couple of years, to your credit, has been the injuries on the offensive line, defense, skill players. I mean, has Ayuk even played a game this year?
No, he hasn't.
It's.
Can you see the Niners being competitive tonight?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, this
game has 17-14 written all over.
These are always competitive games. These are two really good friends of Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay too. These are two guys that are cut from the same coaching tree. I gotta talk. Schiltz pulling
Yu Darvish after loading the bases.
Yeah.
The guy's had 21 pitches in the game, and he pulled Yu Darvish. Dylan Cease early yesterday. They trust the bullpen more than they trust the starters.
Dare I say it's why the Guardians were in the position that they were, because they had Gattis out on the bump in the eighth.
How about that?
He was on 3 days straight of pitching. 4 out of 5 if you want to count the day before.
Wow. That was a surprise wild card game 3 between the Padres and the Cubs. Cubs leading 1-0 right now, but the Padres in a tricky spot. They just pulled their starter in the second inning. Go ahead.
The point I was saying with Shanahan and McVay, they're from the, you know, Kyle's dad's coaching tree. They're from the Mike Shanahan coaching tree. If you remember, the coaches on that Mike Shanahan Washington Commander team in the early 2000s was Mike McDaniel, Kyle Shanahan,
Sean McVay,
and I think one more was even on that I'm forgetting. But regardless, like the way these two know each other, you could guarantee it's going to be a game. You can almost guarantee it's going to be 3-point touchdown game when it comes to this. What was it last year? Didn't McVay kick like a weird field goal last year when they played each other? Like the game was already over. I think they were already up like 10 points. In the final play of the game, McVay lined up like a 50-yard field goal and booted it through.
Everyone was like,
those two definitely had like a gentleman's handshake on like how they thought the game was going to go, how they thought how many points they were going to win by. But yeah, this will be fun. These two teams are always fun. I can't promise you that you're going to get good quarterback play with Purdy out again and Mac Jones coming on in. But didn't Mac Jones beat New Orleans? So we'll see.
Dare I say they might have been a little better off with somebody a little bit more stable and healthy, but Purdy didn't play that bad last week. He had a couple crucial turnovers, but he was able to move the ball down the field against Jacksonville. But we see what happens tonight on Thursday Night Football. Mike and I got to make a couple picks with Cover 5. We'll make 5 NFL picks against the spread that's going to come up here. We'll have some fun with that. Stay tuned for it. It's Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3. San Diego and Chicago, bottom second right now. Chicago, Dansby Swanson on the at the plate. Bases loaded, no outs, 3-2 count. They have pulled Yu Darvish, so no more starting. We're into the bullpen. And it's the bottom of the second. So this is going to be a big pitch right here, and it is high. He walks in a run. Chicago takes a 2-0 lead. Bases are still loaded. Padres going to the bullpen a little earlier, maybe burning them, but that's Mike Rizzo and Colin Russo, Christian Katt. Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3. Let's make our picks with Cover 5. For those who don't know, Cover 5 is an app you can download on the App Store. Cover 5 has all the NFL games on spread, and it's lightning bet. So bet the spread -3.5. If the team wins by 10, you get 7 points. If the team is +3.5 and they end up winning the game, you get the amount that is difference against the actual spread in points. We track it up each week. You make 5 picks and you get an opportunity to beat Russo and Rizzo, which is a group, and Theoretically Speaking, which is a group as well. ESPN West Palm is the group name, and MVP 2025 is the code to get in. Go try it today.
Yeah, we announced the grand prize winner of the season-long contest. Gets to be a co-host for a segment on ESPN West Palm.
You want to host on ESPN West Palm? Download the ESPN or the Cover 5 app on the App Store. So if you want, you can talk about anything too. You can talk about anything you want.
All right.
They got a.
You want to break down Savannah Bananas? Mike, no. We got you.
John Shire, Duke.
Christian. John Shire contract extension.
They're a part of the show for a day. let's make this right. They're a part of the show.
Mike, they drive the show for one segment. Anything they want to talk about.
So they're bringing us back from break?
They are a co-host of a segment of a show on ESPN West.
Exactly. So they're not picking the topic.
No, they picked the topic.
They're co-hosts. I mean, you guys are co-hosts, right? You have a hand in what's talked about.
Yeah. We don't tell them. They tell us. Savannah Bananas it is.
And that's a season-long prize, the weekly prize. If you beat both Team Russo and Rizzo and a team, theoretically speaking, you will be entered to win a Duffy's
Christian,
gift card.
I'm trying to figure out how in the living Sam hell you guys are worse than us at Cover 5. Because we have been on every single blow. Like,
every big blowout a week we've been on.
We've been on every blowout.
We had Minnesota-Cincinnati. We had the Patriots killing the Panthers the other way. We've been getting burned every week.
Well, it's because Theo picks two games. I picked three games, excuse me. Theo had the threes. I had two. And we flipped it, and that's why we were in the positive last week.
You guys don't make those picks together. You just decide.
We tried doing it together, and it was awful the first 2 weeks. So we switched it up back to our 2024 method, and it did us well. And now I have three picks. We're going to make ours tomorrow because we got no action on Thursday Night Football for us.
We do. So let's get this started. Yeah. We will take the Rams tonight -5.5 against a broken down 49er team. So that's game number one.
Yep. And then our second game we've decided to go with is Detroit -10.5 against Cincinnati.
We need a blowout badly. We need a blowout. We do. And this and we're hoping take this game. We're going to get burned. Cincinnati's going to win this one.
We're hoping they win by 30.
We need a blowout. On a short week, come on. Do it, Detroit. So that's our second game. And Mike, our third?
Our third is Jacksonville at home against Kansas City getting +3.5. So Jacksonville, a dog for us. Now
that's an emotional bet, but you won't take it.
I'm trying to sell Colin on Indianapolis -6.5 at home against the Raiders.
How about the Patriots Sunday Night Football against the Bills getting 7.5?
No, absolutely. That's the blowout. That's the blowout.
Can I sell you on it? No. They've been playing well. 45-14 last week.
Is it at Buffalo?
It's at Buffalo.
If it was at New England, I'd listen. At Buffalo, absolutely.
You think that's the blowout? We might have already taken the blowout.
Taken the blowout. This is the issue right now, Christian.
The issue is that we are scared. Is that a home run?
No,
it's not.
We are scared stiff to be on the blowout. So,
Buccaneers, Seahawks, Seattle's getting 3.5. Buccaneers coming off a loss here. Seattle a long week. Is that another one you want to?
Yeah, I like Indianapolis. Can that be mine?
You can take Indianapolis.
I want Indianapolis in the
Raiders, bad loss there. I thought they'd maybe bounce back a little bit, but the Colts also lost as well. So I could get on board with this.
You like Seattle or Tampa Bay?
I was just throwing one out there.
I like Tampa Bay. I love that. You know I love that team. That team's covered for us multiple times on this show, too.
Just root for a close game. That'd be a close win regardless.
3.5.
You know, you're not getting a lot of points out of that, but you might win the game.
Well, if you want points, then you're going to have to take Tennessee on the road at +7.5.
Should we try to think about a blowout here? This is where we're going to get burned.
Dude, we keep trying to find the blowout.
How about Cowboys at the Jets?
What's that line? Hold on,
Dallas
I got it.
Dallas is getting 2.5.
I'm asking you. I have the
Dallas
app.
Is getting about 2.5. What, 3.5?
They're favored by 2.5.
You have the app.
Sorry. My head's in the gutter. They're favored by 2.5 on the road. Is this the Aaron Glenn chicken dance come out game?
Is this where they finally play well?
6-4, double play. Yeah, probably. Probably. We going with the Jets?
No, I was going to say we can take Dallas here, but Vegas always knows if it's only 2.5.
Dallas, they tied the last game. They kind of need the game, no?
I was going to say they do need the game. They do need the game.
Hey, Colin, we need to find who the winner.
The Jets are not blowing them out. Let's take Dallas.
Hang on. I think I found a better game. New Orleans and the Giants. Dude, it's basically if you guess who's going to win, you're going to get some major points on Cover 5. It's 1.5. Favored towards New Orleans.
I would say, dude, we need to stay far away.
We take Dart. I think we take Dart.
No.
We take Dart.
No. Mike, no. This is where we get burned.
You've been wrong on Dart so far.
This is where we get burned. This is where we get burned.
You've been
wrong on Dart. The Giants have a Thursday night game against the Eagles 4 days later. This is finally the book is out.
Dude, but Dart's unreal.
I don't know. You're going to see Russell Wilson in the second quarter.
Stop.
After.
A,
oh, no.
Dude, you're down on Dart. You're
I'm not down,
down
on Dart.
Yeah, you're down on Dart. You're down on Dart.
Mike.
It's all
right. You want the blowout? Mike, 20-3 is very much in the cards well,
we either need to get off or get on the pot here, as
we
they
need
say,
to stay.
As my Uncle Jay says.
Do you want to stay away from the winless teams?
The Jets.
We could stay away from the winless teams, the Titans, because they're desperate.
New Orleans hasn't won either.
I would think Dallas is a much better pick. Dallas is not getting blown out.
For the record, I wanted the Giants, but we will go with Dallas. We will go with Dallas.
That's fine. Sign me up.
It's our cover five. We have
All
Los
right, so what do you got here?
Los Angeles favored by 5.5 tonight at home against San Francisco.
Right.
We have the Dallas Cowboys favored by 2.5 on the road against Aaron Glenn's New York Jets. We have the Indianapolis Colts favored by 6.5 at home versus the Raiders. We got the Detroit Lions, who are on the road at Cincinnati. It's the biggest spread of the weekend. We are on it. Detroit minus 10.5. And then Jacksonville at home, plus 3.5 versus Kansas City. Those are our five cover five picks.
All righty. I'm looking forward to that. I actually think we had a good week here, Mike. Is there a blowout in there that we missed out on?
The blowout is probably...
Dallas getting blown out by the Jets?
No. It's probably Jacksonville, but it's okay. That's the blowout. Let me say this.
That's the only one that I can see the
that's
blowout.
The only,
I actually agree with
that,
you.
That's the only one that I could see being a blowout. We might lose the other ones, but I think the only chance of a blowout would be Jacksonville.
You guys don't see a blowout in the Cleveland game?
No, the Vikings stink.
Oh, they're down 6-3 right now. Oh, that's baseball. Dang it.
Wait, what you said? He's
talking about the blowout in the baseball game right now.
Which, by the way, Cleveland 6-3, by the way. 6-3, by the way. Mike, they're down 3.
This is what they do.
Mike, they're down 3.
I'm not getting my... I already accepted being out of the playoffs. I'm not having my heart be rebroken for the fifth time against the ultimate heartbreaker team, the Cleveland Indians.
A bloop and a bloop and a blast, and you got a tie ball game.
Mike, did they take off the game?
I think they took it off. They
Just it's plus 1,400, yes. Mike. Stop. Think stop. About the odds we could have gotten at plus 2,250.
They're not winning the game. Just stop doing this to me. Please. I made my peace. We have 1 minute of showtime here. I cannot wait to go home and watch the Red Sox and Yankees tonight. That's what I'm looking forward to. I cannot wait to watch the Red Sox and Yankees and have the football game on the other screen. That's what I'm looking forward to right now. Not some godforsaken baseball team that is the king of getting everybody's hopes up. It's just completely screwing everybody.
Speaking of getting hopes up, it's now 6-3 instead of 6-1. A little bit of flair in Cleveland as they enter the bottom of the 9. 3 outs for their life, their season. We'll see if they could close things out. As the Chicago Cubs, 2-0. The Padres actually got out of that jam with bases loaded. They only allowed one run there, and it was walked in. They were able to convert a double play to close things out.
People are writing signs at Progressive Field right now. Guy with the big baseball painted on his face said 4 runs in the 9th could happen.
Fair play to him, man. I'm not one of those delusional fans. This is over.
Shout out to the Philadelphia Phillies fans for showing out for the inner squad meeting. Great fans, people who love baseball, showing up to stuff like that. And also the people are in the Cleveland area who went to the Savannah Bananas to sell out that stadium. 35,000+. Great stuff there. That's Mike Russo. He's been a trooper today.
Rally caps are on in Cleveland.
That is Christian Catt. Colin Russo saying so long. It's been Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.